Hello, everyone. Lord Baldrith here with Echoes from the Caverns, newscast dated March 6th, 2015. Echoes from the Caverns is distributed by Sir Style Teakle and is a joint podcast project ran by Lord Baldrith and Asclepius. Background music is by Stephen J. Goldman. Well, how you doing, Asclepius?
I'm doing real well, thanks, Lord Baldrith. And how are you this week?
Doing great. Having lots of fun in Release 15.
It's awesome. It really is. The things that you find to do, it's just amazing.
Yeah, there's so much to explore. I find new things each time I go out onto the map. It's just great.
I know. And one thing I love about it, you start to go out to do something, you think, I'll spend 10 minutes here before I, you know, go and do something like important, like real life stuff or whatever. And 2 hours later, I'm still there. I'm just having an absolute ball in it. It really is so much fun.
And that's what it's all about. It's about, you know, just getting lost in a world.
It is. It is. Remember the bad old days when Chris told us, if you find fun in this, it's a bug, report it.
Yeah, I'm wondering if now that's kind of not true anymore.
No, I don't think it is. I think there is so much fun to be had and found. And look, we don't have the overall arching plot yet, fine. We don't have the central story, fine. But there is so much of the world and of the sandbox to play in and to really have a great time in. It's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, and it's really neat because every time you get in, you find something new that they've added, and it just makes things so exciting, you know, to discover, and it's fun.
It is. And as I've said a couple of times, you develop your skills like any role-playing game. You get better, you get stronger. And this week, just yesterday, I soloed right down to the bottom of the Kingsport sewer. And I was pretty happy with that.
Well, that's a pretty rough place. You got through all the archers and everything down there?
I did. And I dealt with the ghosts. And the ghosts are okay on their own. I can deal with a ghost now, one-on-one. So I'm pretty happy with that.
But that's good. That's good.
Oh, yeah. But the last time before I went down there, I got to the bottom, and, you know, there's a lich and all these little skulli, little henchmen and stuff, and that's fine. And so I'm battling away at the lich, and I thought, hang on, something bad's happening here. This isn't good. And, oh, yeah, that's right. There's another ghost here.
Uh-oh.
By the time I worked out where he was and fronted up to him, I was half dead already. And that's not a good place to start.
No, because he's going to start from stealing life, so that's not fair.
That's right, yes. But this time, I dealt with a couple of other ghosts on the way down, got to that final chamber, irritated the ghost, lured him out, and dealt with him. Then I went and dealt with the lich.
Ah, that's a good idea.
Oh, it's great. So, it's tactics. And you learn all these sorts of things as you go along. And there are ways and means to deal with almost anything.
Have you noticed that some ghosts are harder than others?
Well, I haven't killed that many. No, not so far.
There's a place, one of the tour guide places, I can't remember the name of it on the map, where you go and you have to find a key and stuff. And there's a ghost down one of those halls. He destroyed 3 of us like we were nothing. I mean, he got on top of my body and sucked my life out until I died. And I don't know if that's what they normally do, but he just seemed worse.
That is evil. That in the spectral minds.
Yeah, that's where it was.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to see what's down that long hallway. I saw a light at the end. It looked really cool, but I can't get past him.
I know. Yes, I have ventured down that hallway. But yeah, like you, I haven't got to the end either.
Ah, okay.
Yes.
I was just wondering.
I've seen a couple of comments in the forum. I'm not sure whether this is true. I think it was Thema Locke who was checking all this out. Apparently, ghosts use an area of effect spell, draining life.
Ah.
And if you're with a party, well, hey, they're loving that because they're sucking life out of three or four of you.
Oh, that's even worse.
It's worse, yeah.
They're getting triple the life.
That's right. So maybe you're better off. This is just an idea I've got in the back of my head. I haven't tested it. But maybe you're better off if you see a ghost, just nominate the strongest member of your party to go and do a one-on-one with them.
Oh, now that's a good plan. I'll have to try that.
Yeah. Well, like every good plan, it could come horribly unstuck, but...
Well, it's worth a try.
Look, it's a thought, because if they do actually do area of effect life drain spells, and you're in a party of six, how are you ever going to beat them?
Well, I don't think you can if they're going to drain six people's lives at once. That's pretty unfair.
Yeah, it is. They are grossly overpowered, I reckon. And you don't get much for them. 300 experience points and no loot. Now, that's a bit evil.
Yeah, that's ugly. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's lovely and satisfying and bragging rights and all that. That's great. But you say, well, you know, was it worth it?
It wasn't worth it.
No. I mean, I can go down to Deep Ravenswood and kill a big red spider and get 1,800 for that.
Yeah, and those red spiders aren't that bad, unless you're fighting a big group of them.
Well, that's right, yeah. I mean, well, they were bad when you were level 5, but...
Oh, yeah, at level 5, a lot of things are bad.
Yeah, that's for sure. But, yeah, the ghosts are still quite a challenge. And it remains to be seen whether they're worse in a group. Or when you're in a group. Yeah, that's an interesting thought.
It is. That's something I never would have thought of. You know, I forgot about the area of effect death spells. So, yeah, that's serious.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Because you can imagine this evil specter just rubbing its hands with glee when it sees a group of adventurers coming towards it. Thinks, oh, supper.
Yeah, let's set that trap.
Look, I've got an entree, I've got a main course, I've got sweets, I've got an after-dinner cocktail. Oh, this is perfect. I'm going to dine well tonight.
Five-course dinner.
Yes, that's right.
Ah, yummy.
Yes.
I did find that those cultists were worth a lot of experience, too.
Yeah, they are. And surprisingly, they didn't seem that difficult.
The only one I had any trouble with was the champion. He actually was a champion. He took a long while to kill.
Right, yeah. Fair enough.
He had a lot of hit. He had to have a lot of hit points. I ran out of mana trying to finally kill him.
Yes. Yeah, it's tough when you run out of mana or focus, isn't it?
Oh, it is. Yeah, then you're auto-attacking.
That's right, yeah. Come on, give me a bit more focus. I need to do something clever here.
Let me push a button, come on.
That's right. Oh, dear. But yeah, I'm with you. All these new areas, they're so much fun to explore. The artwork is so beautiful. And the adventuring is great.
It is. Yeah, and the new maps are gorgeous. Some of the new artwork I'm seeing, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, imagine what it's going to be like when it's all quest-based. And you have to go into the spectral mines to retrieve some specific thing. You have to go into the necropolis to, you know, talk to the dead to put something right. That's going to be awesome.
Oh yeah, and we're going to find ways of making our skills work for us to get through these areas.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I mean, at the moment it's still bare bones and we're just playing around with the machinery to make sure it works. Boy, I have to say, it's working pretty well.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that work excellent, and there's obvious things that need to be looked at again, but it's coming together.
It is, that's for sure. Oh, well. I haven't quite been into the game as much as I'd like this week, because I've got one or two projects on the boiler. but...
Ah, yeah. It takes you away from the sweet game, huh?
It does, it does. But hey, look, but it's still good because it's connected with the game, so...
That's right, and that's very important, too.
Oh, it is. Yeah. We're all having fun, and Gabriel's busy writing more masterpieces.
Oh, all of them are masterpieces, we know that.
They are, that's for sure. We shall hear about those pretty soon, I think.
Yeah, I've seen a couple that are nearly finished, so that will be awesome.
Okay, well, update number 115. We've got the community decoration, a black lepus mask, Abe's Overworld, Underworld, Crowfall, and more. Brilliant.
Cool. Okay.
And yes, first up on the list, the community-sponsored decoration contest. And as it says, last month, Athanel sponsored a decoration contest. 28 people participated in. Isn't that awesome?
Oh, that's very cool.
That's great. And Lolly coordinated a tour of all the competing homes with the contestants hosting a walkthrough and describing their decorative efforts. This is making me feel worried already.
Yes.
They do look rather good.
These guys really know what they're doing.
Oh, yeah. Winners were determined by the participants voting on each other's homes. That's cool. Demo Lock was the runner-up. And the following community members tied for first place. Now, those screenshots are pretty darned awesome.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Yeah. Decorated a druid home in a town lot in Port America.
That's awesome, Doctor. Very awesome.
That is indeed. That is absolutely beautiful. And did you remember just an interesting little segue about the quality of the developers we have? Dr. Shroud did a little post in the forum. He thought he was being absolutely cheeky and cheesy, and nobody would ever take any notice of it. He noticed Lord British was online. And he sent him a little message saying, would you like to pop over and look at my house? And next thing, Lord British says, yeah, I'd love to. And next thing, he was there. And he took a personal tour around Dr. Shroud's house. And doesn't that make you feel good that the boss man behind all of this would take the time to interact on a personal and individual basis with one of us? And that's just... awesome to me.
That's really cool. I didn't know that's what happened. I was wondering, you know, how Lord British had come by his house.
Yeah. As he said, it was just a bit of a cheeky, cheesy message that, you throw these things out in the air and nobody's going to take any notice of me. But he did. And they spent quite a little bit of time chatting, and he was admiring everything that Doctor had done. And, it went really well.
That is really awesome.
Yeah, it was absolutely great. So, well done, Dr. Shroud, on every level, and well deserved for winning equal first place, along with Malakas and Maganda. I hope I've pronounced those halfway correct.
Yeah, big congratulations, Dr. Shroud. And, by the way, that does bring new light to the look of the druid treehouse. I've never been that impressed with it myself, but the way you've got it decorated just is unbelievable. It makes it really a tempting home to live in.
Oh, yeah, absolutely it is. Yeah, it's gorgeous. So, there you go. So, as they say, those screenshots don't do those gorgeous homes justice, so if you have time, you should check them out in-game. And absolutely
yes.
True.
Yeah, and that awesome work too on the homes from Malakas and Maganda. Very
yes.
Beautiful. Love what you've done. Didn't even really, the one, there's no house down. It's just like all shrubbery and like vendors. It's really cool.
Yeah, it is. It's just lovely. And it shows the imagination that we've got. It shows the imagination and the tools that the Portalarium have given us and what people are able to do with them.
It's truly magnificent. You've never seen housing like this in another game, and we don't even have all the stuff ready yet, you know, and it's looking this great.
It is, yeah, absolutely. So, I think people are getting the vision. I noticed that the amount raised seems to have taken a big kick up this week.
Which I have a feeling next week we'll be announcing our $6 million goal map, which is awesome.
Yep.
Oh, I'm excited.
Yeah, it's lovely for the game. I think there are a lot of people, I'm just guessing this, but I think there are a lot of people who are catching the vision and saying, yeah, right, this is something pretty amazing. I'm going to pile on board. Either pledge or increase my pledge or subscribe to add-on bits, whatever. Yep. Which is all great. For the game.
And yeah, I'm just looking at this. Just looking here at the statistics, it looks like the total backers has gone up to 51,306, and that's like 1,000 more than last time I checked.
Yeah, that's very good. Look, more people supporting the game, more people contributing, more people playing. That's what we want.
That's right. We want this game to be big, and it's going to be all the funner the more people that play with us.
That's for sure. Yep. Okay. So, the decoration contest was so much fun last time, but Lolly is doing it again. And there is a thread, an announcement, in the Release 15 event forum. So everybody should go there and look for it.
Yeah, I'll be joining that one myself.
Good. Good. Yeah, well, every release they'll be doing it to celebrate all the amazing work. Contest will be different. They have judges this time. And there'll be a point system. So the judges are looking at all aspects of your creations. Two of the judges are former winners. They're brilliant. They're looking at originality, detail, completeness, and a whole bunch of things. So that is fantastic. Get together and enter it.
Yeah, that's awesome. These guys are really nice to do all this work for us, you know, checking out our houses like that. Wow.
This is just an example of the community. They're prepared to put their time, their effort, their creativity, their talent in to make it a more awesome place for everyone. So that's brilliant. And you can enter a house, a castle, an empty lot, several lots, a residence or a market or a bar, whatever. Up to you. That's great. So, how to enter? You put your name there, your in-game name, your location, and it helps if you can type the LOC, location, and a description. Try to describe what you're trying to do. And I want to encourage everybody to do this. This is an awesome way to get involved and to be a part of the community. If you think you have no decorating skill and no talent and you're going to come absolutely last in this competition, well, you're not. I've got that spot cornered.
I'm excited to see your boat. I haven't seen a decorated boat, so that'll be cool.
Ah, okay. Well, yeah. Look, I might change to the boat. I haven't done very much to the boat yet, but I've got a little village property in Eldwater, and I thought, yeah, my puny little decorating skills might be able to do something to that. I was talking to Lolly during the week, and she said, come on, enter. I said, all right.
She talked you into it.
She did. And good on her. So I thought, yes, it's true. You need to enter this sort of stuff. I'm not entering to win, because I know I'm not going to, but it's fun. And now that I've made that decision, I think it's actually going to be a good stimulus to think about doing decorating and trying to put some stuff around and prettify the place up. So, yeah, either way, I'll get it looking better. And if inspiration truly strikes, then I'll work on the boat as well. but you know, you're a bit bare bones at the moment. Because there's a lot more to do on a boat, and I'm not exactly quite sure how to work it.
Yeah, because there's not a lot of boat decor, you know, as far as like, what would you put on a boat? You know, like fishing poles and things like that.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Yeah. I mean, in the cabins, I can put a few things and throw some carpets around and stuff. I've got a hot tub in one of the cabins, and I've got table and chairs, and I've got a bed. And so, you know, I'm getting there.
Taking shape?
Yeah, it is. It is. So, look. So, please, the message is, no matter how bad you are or you think you are at decorating, you're not as bad as me, so you'll be fine. So enter the competition, give Lolly and the judges a little bit of work to do and a bit of fun, get a bit of feedback, and you never know, you might surprise yourself.
Yeah, I've been trying to influence a few people to get into it. They say, oh, I'm not any good at this, and but their houses look really nice, so it's worth just, you know, putting your hat in there. It might be, you might win. Wouldn't that be fun, you know?
I think it's like a lot of things. We are all our own worst critics. And where you think, oh, no, I'm no good at this, I can't do this, you might surprise yourself.
Yeah, you might get a lot of people say, hey, that's awesome ideas what you did there. And then, you know, more things you can do to your own house.
That's exactly right. So, look, get your entries in by Thursday the 19th of March. So you've got nearly a couple of weeks. Plenty of time to rush around and either buy stuff off the vendors or go out into the forests and mines and craft stuff. And judging will begin on Friday the 20th of March, so there you go.
FYI, there's some good decoration vendors in Arterus for some different paintings. I found that last night. I was excited.
Good tip. Thank you.
Yeah, those new paintings in the game, by the way, are very nice.
Okay, I'll check that. Oh, there you go. That is going to win me the contest. Thanks, Lord Baldwin.
Yeah, that's right. You'll need that.
Yes. Lovely. Oh, very nice. Okay, I will definitely check those vendors out. Thank you.
No worries.
That's going to be great. All righty. And we have Abe's Overworld, work in progress. Wow.
Now, this is serious. I love this.
It is, absolutely. I mean, look, it's absolutely true what they say. Abe Robertson knocked it out of the park with a Novia overworld map that was included in Release 15 last week. Absolutely true. It is gorgeous.
Look at that lava. That's just unbelievable how much awesome work he's done here.
Yep, absolutely. He's got an ongoing thread in the Dev Plus forum, posting some of his additional changes. And he's going to rework the Hidden Veil. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, the Hidden Veil is going to look awesome, just like our new Novia map.
It is. And looking at those shots, we've got the before and after shots. So the before, yeah, it looks, it's all right. It's fine. But doesn't the after shot look absolutely breathtaking?
Yeah, as I've said, I think, as far as I'm concerned, the Overland map looks as nice as a scene you go into now. It's just unbelievable.
Yes, it does. It really, really does. Yep.
And I would hope that you would start hearing people say, oh, I love the Overland map now. It's not going to be a pain. It's going to be fun to explore there, too.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I have apologies in advance. I've forgotten the forum member's name. But, you know, there's been talk about, oh, it takes too long on the overworld map, and do we want to speed up travel and stuff like that? Somebody did 100 trips from Arterus to Solus Bridge on the map.
Wow.
I think it took an average of about 65 seconds.
100 trips from where?
From Arterus to Solus Bridge on the overworld map on Novia. So just walking down the road from Arterus, going east and then north to Solus Bridge. How long does that take in real time? I think it was about 65 seconds or something. which is not a long time.
No, I wondered, I'm not sure exactly how long a distance that is. But
yeah. And about 60% of the time, I haven't got the exact figures in front of me, about 60% of the time, there were no random encounters. It really does help if you stay on the road and if you concentrate on staying on the road.
Yeah, it helps a little. Sometimes you can't see the road is the only problem I run into sometimes.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know if they have road in all the areas either. I've done some pretty good exploration on that map. I love it.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you were talking about Budner as far as who you were trying to remember.
Oh, it might have been, yeah.
Yeah, I generally agree with him on convenience stuff.
Yeah. I remember the post, but I'm sorry, I don't remember the hard-working person who did it. But that was done by the...
Yeah, I don't think I've seen that post.
We are going to have a great time wandering around this continent. The scenery is just beautiful, and it's getting better and better by the day.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to being able to see some more of these areas. These are obviously new areas that we haven't even seen yet.
Yeah.
The volcano looks really cool.
Yeah, doesn't it? Yeah. And I wonder if the volcano is going to erupt from time to time.
You'll have to find yourself running out to avoid the lava or something.
Yeah, that's right.
And I wonder, do you think you'll get burned by the lava on the overland map?
Oh, yeah.
It looks pretty warm there.
It does. It sure does. Okay, so lots of nice things to see and do and participate in. Lovely. Okay. And we have a release 16 grand tour quest reward. Black Lepus mask.
All right, another holiday mask.
Yes. Just in time for Easter. Nice.
Now, I was just wondering myself if they're going to do Easter or St. Patrick's Day. So we see where they went.
Yes. Yeah, it looks like it's Easter. So March 26, 16 starts. Talk to all the tour guides. They must be working mighty hard to get all this new content out every month.
Yeah, they've got to draw new art every release, or quite a bit of it, too.
That's right, yeah.
We like stuff, though, to decorate with and wear.
We do, absolutely. So just in time for Easter, we can all look like black bunnies.
Good for the chaos folk, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yes, Amber, love it.
See, they didn't make it pink, they made it black. That was nice of them.
That's right, it was. Very nice. That'll be lovely. And again, we'll have a selection of tour guides to find. And some of them in impossible places, I'm sure.
Yes, some of them are pretty rough.
Oh, yeah, I know. I think one of the worst ones in recent living memory was the one in Deep Ravenswood.
That one was the worst because we weren't leveled up at that time.
That's
so
right.
It was bad.
Yeah. All you could do physically was run up to him and die.
Yeah, if you were lucky, you could get to talk to him before you died.
That's right, yeah. But if they don't do a wipe, it's going to be much easier. And we can deal with the opposition and then talk to the tour guide.
Yeah, I'm in the 40s on my level, and I've actually gotten to level 21 on the harvesting.
Really? That's amazing. You've done well.
Ah, it's fun. You know, I found a secret. If you just harvest lots of wood and stuff, just go turn it into boards. A lot more experience there. It's good.
Oh, excellent. That's great. So where are you harvesting wood? Where's the best places?
I'm having quite a bit of success in the Weeping Forest. It's a pretty good place.
Good.
And on the old map, on the Hidden Vale map, I go to South Ravenswood sometimes and North Ravenswood.
Wonderful. Right. You know, I haven't even seen the Weeping Forest yet.
Yeah, it's way on the east side. Way, you have to take quite a good walk.
Okay. All right. Oh, we'll track it down.
Yeah, it's kind of funny because I think they've got bugs on the starting locations. If you exit your neighborhood to go back on the map, it'll take you back to where you left off on the map.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah, so it's like, sometimes it's good because you kind of want to be over there, but other times, hell, wait a minute, I want to go this other way.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. Yes, why am I here?
Oh, yeah, I went there 3 days ago. I forgot about that.
Yes, that's right.
We do so much zoning back to our house that we forget.
Yeah, that's right. But they'll get it all lined out.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and another one of the Mad Hermit's awesome videos.
Ah, yes.
Get your silver Jester Carnival mask. And, I mean, look, all you can say is that his videos are amazing and they're brilliant. And anybody who needs help getting the carnival mask, there it is. Right there in front of you.
And he'll always lead you there. He does a good job.
Yes, he's taken the time and the production quality, the professionalism, and just the general interest. It's so amazing. So there you go. Another amazing asset to the community.
Yeah, he's definitely our best production value guy that we have.
Yeah, that's for sure.
He should do commercials for our game.
He absolutely should. That's right. Yeah, he would be amazing. Okay, and the Underworld Ascendant Kickstarter, look at that, raised 143% of their goal.
Excellent.
It's just brilliant. Get all our friends over at Other Side Entertainment. $859,000 for Underworld Ascendant. And the backers really stepped up in the final days. They blew past stretch goal after stretch goal, including the Tracy Hickman novel. So he has to sit down and write for them now.
And that's to our benefit. Yay!
It is. Yep. Enhanced audio, companion creatures, the lizard men, the Underswamp and the Resonant Caves. So that's brilliant. If you missed out on the Kickstarter, you can still pledge over on their website. That's lovely.
Yeah, I'm excited about those rewards we're getting cross-promotion. They're awesome.
Oh, they are. Yes. And as we've mentioned, Shroud is teaming up with Underworld Ascendant so that backers of both games can get the special in-game items, the Dark Elven Kinsman Buckler and Jabbering Bertha.
I got mine. I'm excited.
I got mine too.
Yay.
Oh, that'll be fun to have them on the wall, jabbering to each other throughout eternity.
Yes, I can't wait to see them in my little buckler that lights up. Oh, that'll be great.
Yeah, that'll be so nice. Alrighty. And next we have Crowfall, Throne War MMO. They've achieved $1 million. Boy, there's some money out there.
That's awesome. Wow, they did well too.
They did, yep. One of their longtime friends and former Origin Pro DJs, Gordon Walton, who was in Ultima Online and Star Wars Galaxies, teamed up with J. Todd Coleman, was in Shadowban and Wizard 101 to create an awesome sounding game called Crowfall. Lovely.
Love the horses.
Yes. Oh, don't those horses look nice?
I'm jealous. Where's ours?
I know. I mean, yeah, a little horse to ride on, would that be too much?
It would be lovely. I want my horse.
Yes, I know. And a few pack horses behind.
Yeah.
Or a little donkey and a
Llama.
Llama, that's the one, yes. Yes. Oh, nice.
I know, we're still pushing on our stretch goals. Come on, there should be incentive.
That's exactly right, yeah.
I like that nightmare, though. I don't think that's one of ours. Isn't that cool?
Doesn't that look good? Wouldn't that look scary? Galloping down the road on that?
But we had nightmares in Ultima Online, and oh, that was a nice horse because it was a really powerful, to help you out too in battles.
Right. Oh, excellent. Well, I'm sure that all of this stuff will find it into the game somewhere, somehow, sometime.
Oh yeah, we just keep on pushing our ideas through to remind them we want these things.
Yeah, that's right. Come on, guys.
I think
there's only 30 of you, and you're working 25 hours a day already. But
yeah, I know. We don't want much.
That's right. We'll get there.
Yeah.
Okay, in-game weekend community events. Look at that, another lineup of things to do.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever going to get bored in this game. Brilliant. So we've got the Pax Lair Working Hours, the All Player Towns Gathering, nice. The church service on Saturday morning at 11 a.m. And after the church service, just a little bit more chaos, the Shape of Things to Come.
Very cool.
It's going to be a lot of fun, I believe. And if it wasn't 2 o'clock in the morning over here where I am, I would be very happy to be in it.
Your times are killing you.
Oh, I know. But it sounds like a really fun idea. As you head out to Alanis, and they're holding the competition there, they're going to divide people into teams. And then the umpire, the organizer, whatever, is going to call out a shape. Whatever the shape might be. I mean, it might be a pickaxe, or it might be a staff, or it might be a serpent, whatever. And everybody in the team has to try and organize themselves, line up, and make that shape.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, if he calls out a corkscrew, then you just got to go around and around.
That'd be a rough one.
Yeah, that would be a rough one. And, yeah, apparently the first team to get it right wins points. And, look, it just sounds like a whole lot of fun. So, I could honestly recommend that. That's going to be held, as I say, in Alanis. Or just Zones of Virum at 12 midday Central Standard Time on Saturday. Wonderful.
Yeah,
and for those of a bloodthirsty bent, at 3 o'clock is a mass assassination in the Assassin's Arena at Braemar. Very nice. So if you like taking out some of your aggression, go there.
Go there and get killed, or be killed.
Yes. And if you're still alive, go to the Brave Coast for a Order of Vengeance Brave PvP event at 5:45. Very nice. And Sunday, exploring Novia with Royal Sexy, the BMC Gridiron Feast and Registration, 6 p.m. First Blood at Gridiron. Oh, this is a lot of violence.
Yeah.
And Paxlair meeting and fishing with Moonfield. Nice.
Some things to do after you're done getting bloodied up, huh?
That's right, yes. If you survive all that blood and mayhem and dismemberment and eating of brains, then just go for a quiet spot of fishing.
Yeah, that sounds like a nice way to end the day.
It certainly does. That's lovely. Okay, so Frank's writing contest with prizes again. Sponsoring a writing contest. Winners receiving a $10 store credit coupon or a Dark Star Lord British coin from Relics by Reward. Now remember, March 13 is the deadline. Check the forum thread by Sir Frank for details on how to enter. Again, I am amazed by the creativity and skill that comes out of the community.
Yeah, you can really tell that people from our community love to write, and they love all things art.
They do. They do. I think anything to encourage that is just awesome. It builds the community spirit, and it gets people involved, and it just makes the whole place a lot nicer to be. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay. And a few reminders, receiving your pledge rewards for any new arrivals who have just logged on and wondering what I pledged for 48 different things. Where are they? They're in the bank.
And they show right up, too.
They do. They do. They go to any bank to claim your add-on items and your pledge rewards. That they are there. And even if there's not an actual bank in town, there'll be a little man standing near the entrance of the town, and he's the banker.
Actually, there's two of them.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. But they will give you their stuff. Yeah. And the only cautionary tale is, if you feel that you're running out of storage space, like if you don't have a house yet, and you want to store some stuff, well, throw it into the bank. The bank you've thrown it into is the only bank that you can get it out of. So if you deposit all your surplus junk in the bank in Ardoris, it won't be in the bank in Owl's Head. You can see it, but you can't get it. You have to go back to Ardoris to withdraw.
Yeah, at least it tells you where it's at, so you know where to go.
That's right, yes. And if you see something that says placeholder, it means they haven't built it yet. But it's coming. Okay. And changes to your store credit conversions. As we said, everything that you've bought, everything that you've put aside, everything that's in your account, once you've logged onto the game, you're regarded as having received it. So you can't, at that stage, convert it back to store credit, because you've got it. There will be a large wipe coming up at some stage. Nobody knows when, and hopefully not too soon.
Not yet, please.
But once that wipe happens, then it's all a fresh start. So yes, you could change things to store credit then. But at the moment, once you log in, you've got everything. Changes. Oh, Steam access keys available for all backers. Yes, as we've mentioned, running very successfully through Steam, and it's going really well, I think.
I heard the patches run better through Steam.
Yeah. They seem to. Every time you log on to Steam, you know if there's a patch because it says update queued, and it'll just automatically start downloading it, and it seems to download really quickly, just automatically installs and basically Bob's your uncle. You don't even have to think about it.
That's good.
Yep, it's very good. Okay, and again, they'd like our help with word of mouth marketing. They are trying to make Shroud of the Avatar the best game we can for you, the backers. The best way we can do that is to grow our community of backers through the power of word of mouth marketing. There is nothing like word of mouth. If you can look somebody in the eye and honestly tell them that this is an amazing experience and you are having such a wonderful time, they are more influenced by that than any other rubbish form of advertising, because they will believe that, and if it's true, then don't be afraid to say to people. As they say, liking us on Facebook. Current Facebook likes are up to 5,600 and some. That's up 36 from last week. So there you go. Head over to the Shroud page on Facebook and click the like button. That's not bad at all. That's so easy and quick to do.
Yeah, I need to do that.
Yep. A check. And how to cancel monthly layaway plans. Lovely. Remember, they don't cancel themselves automatically. So if you are paying by the month for anything, you might be putting away $10, $20, $50 or something, or even $5 a month towards a specific goal. Once you get close to that goal, you need to log in, stop the payment, because PayPal, Amazon and Stripe don't do it for you. And if you just forget about it and leave it going, the upside is you will eventually be a lord of the manor. And that's awesome. Game will thank you, we will thank you, and in real life, your bank will not thank you.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah. So you might have a wonderful house in game, but not much of a house in real life. So be careful of that.
Yeah, we kind of need a house in real life first, and then the game house comes next.
Yes. And also, just a reminder, if you're on a monthly payment plan, if you're working towards something, you won't actually get the rewards for that level until you get there. If you're paying off a knight pledge or a lord pledge or whatever, once you've reached it, yay, all the rewards are yours. Fantastic. Whatever you're up to at the moment, that's what, those are the rewards you'll get. But as soon as you get up to the right level, everything's unlocked and you've got all those extra rewards. Fantastic.
Very cool.
Okay. Right, so events in the news. March 3's fans give millions to fund a fantasy avatar video game. Nice.
Lots of good stuff.
Yes. So that's a article about Shroud. And Richard Garriott was one of the pioneers in the video game industry, essentially inventing the role-player genre and breaking ground in the world of online games in the 1990s. Well, that's all true. He broke the ground in so many things in these types of games. And everybody else is following in his footsteps. Have contributed millions and are still giving to help him succeed. There you go. The Shroud has raised almost 6 million from nearly 50,000 backers. Well, now it's 51,000.
Yeah, they're behind.
Yeah. He's planning to demo his anticipated game Wednesday and Thursday at the Game Developers Conference in San Francisco. Nice. Brilliant. Okay, well, that's an amazing article. So that's really good. And it just shows what you're able to do when you have a vision, when you have a great team behind you, and when you can magic up a good community.
Okay. Yeah, very.
Upcoming events. There, right. Going to PAX East, going to Austin, release 16, and right down to release 19 in June. And who knows what after that? Oh, we should start running a raffle. How many releases we'll get to before the big event?
Yeah, that's a good question, huh?
Yeah, that'd be good for an in-game competition. Everybody should nominate a number, like, you know, 24 or 30, 23,
50, 60.
Go away. Okay.
Until it's right, I don't know. Which one do you want to say?
until it's right. That's it. It'll be released when it's right. And I'm very happy for that.
Yeah, that's kind of what they've kind of said. You know, there's no real date set. It's just once everything's in and everyone's happy, then boom, we're going.
Yeah, that's it. That's right. Good stuff. Okay. Well, I think we've just about covered the news for the week.
Well, I had an email from Sir Style. He wanted me to talk about a recap post.
Beautiful. Yeah.
And I'll just read this thing. He says, good luck, recap. My love and best wishes to the Recap Band. In case you missed it, they are playing live gig this weekend on Saturday at New York. You can catch the details on their upcoming concert section of their Kick Butt website. Recap Electronic Rap Rock, Hudson Valley, New York. And that is recapband.com. And I was honestly considering going to New York for this show this weekend, Sir Style says. 12-hour drive each way and having to be back to work on Monday and all. But, well, 12 hours each way. Have to work on Monday. It is my first day off work in 2 weeks tomorrow. Not this time. Dan, Dom, Steven, all three of you have shown me nothing but friendship and love since the first day we had a chance to interact with each other. You have given me your trust many times, and that alone will always mean a lot to me. Now, show them who can play. Dan, bust out with that trumpet live, ma'am. It'll bring the place down. Even Toll had the flute going. Not a fan, not just a friend, but someone who sees all the talent you guys have in many areas, and who knows, you will achieve whatever you choose to. Truly admire your energy, your spirit, and your choice to live how you want. You're a fantastic role model to my child and the children of many others. Be who you want to be. And wow. That's from Sir Style there.
That is awesome. That is brilliant. Yep. Yeah, fantastic post from Sir Style. And excellent for the Recap Band. They do such a good job.
They are awesome. I love hearing Stones on the radio in the game. It's just an awesome song. I just love hearing all of their songs. They're awesome.
They absolutely are. Yes. I think that's... He put it together. He put it so well. Love and best wishes to them. And they deserve all our support.
Yes, they do. They're definitely the face of music in our game. They're awesome.
They really are. Yep. Fantastic. Oh, lovely. So, yeah, I wish them every success. I hope the concert absolutely rocks.
Yeah, me too. I wish I was in the New York area. I would love to go to that.
Oh, so do I. Yep. Yeah, it's a bit of a longer distance for me. So
yeah, you have even further to drive than me. Of course, you couldn't drive. You'd have to sail.
Yeah, that's right. I sure would. But yeah, it'd almost be worth it. They are just amazing.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, huge shout out to Recap. That's fantastic.
Yeah. Well, I guess we've about covered the basics, haven't we?
I think we pretty much have. Yep. Must be time to do the really interesting stuff like play the game.
Yeah, I know. I need to get back on.
Yeah, that's right. I've got to get decorating. I mean, I dropped myself right into it, and now I have to go and do something.
That's right. Now you've got to at least put a couple of candles up or something, huh?
That's right, yeah. I know.
Yeah. Well, I will bring us out then so we can get back to R15. And the awesome background music you're hearing for the podcast is by Stephen J. Goldman. The song is entitled Dark Planet. Also, thanks to Sir Sile Teagle for the technical work on the newscast. Thanks to Amber Rain for broadcasting the newscast on avatarsradio.com. This is Lord Baldrith and
Asclepius
with Echoes from the Caverns.